Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One of our fuqara writes the following question, and I quote, "I've been in the tariqa for over a decade, and I don't feel as though I've made any progress in the invocation. The practice still feels about as alien as when I started. Should I continue to invoke out of duty? What might I be missing?" As it turns out, this is not an unusual question. I've heard this question many times over my years in the tariqa. I think perhaps it is based in the fact that the tariqa Mariamiyya tends to be oriented more towards doctrine and metaphysics, perhaps at the expense of attention to method and the practical process of using the invocation and our method. What I would suggest to this fakir or fakira is the following. First of all, no, do not continue the invocation solely out of a sense of duty. Doing this actually makes the problem difficult because you are strengthening your resistance to the invocation, and by doing so you are keeping the conflict going. What I would suggest to you is that you change something. The whole point of the path is the unity of being, and the more diverse and varied situations you find yourself in, the more this unity may present itself to you. The first thing I do is change something. Perhaps you should take one of your daily sessions of invocation to a different location, perhaps outside, in the garden, in nature, during a walk in the city, but change something. By doing so, you will be giving yourself more of an opportunity to find and invoke with the presence of the divine. In this process, you will find the themes of meditation very helpful. Let's say you're going on a walk, and you find something that strikes you as beautiful, that will remind you of theme 3, or something that seems to you to be pure, that will remind you of theme 1. But all of the things that remind you of the divine qualities can be seen as the divine name calling out to you. And as soon as you recognize that has happened, or that the divine name has called to you, your response is to say its name and invoke. Finally, what you're doing here is changing the invocation from a practice to a relationship. And having a relationship with the name and the things that strike you as beautiful and wonderful will relieve you of the obligation that seems like a tyranny in your life and will replace it with a joy. As you do this, try to think about the name not as a technique, but as a touch point for the beauty and the divine that in principle can be found anywhere.